John Blake presents Double Agent, written by Kevin Fulton and read by Stephen Armstrong. Foreword by Martin Ingram. The world of a double agent is a dangerous one and a complicated one. But there are basic rules. Rules that should be adhered to by agents and by their handlers, the men charged with plotting their progress. These basic rules are in place to ensure that agents and their handlers are aware of their limitations, limitations imposed by common law and decency. In the case of Kevin Fulton, these rules were flouted again and again. Put simply, the role of an agent is to protect life and property by gathering intelligence about a particular target, be it an individual or a grouping, in this case, the Provisional IRA. The role of the agent's handler is to maximise this gleaned intelligence and to use it against the specific target. But the handlers in the case of Kevin Fulton broke the rules of common law and decency. And because they broke the rules, so too did Kevin Fulton. Kevin Fulton was a British agent actively encouraged to take part in operations that were immoral and illegal. In effect, he was handed a license to kill by British military intelligence through its secret wing, the Force Research Unit, FRU. When you read this book, be under no illusion that Fulton took part in operations that resulted in murders with the full knowledge of the FRU. His police handlers knew it. His military handlers knew it. The British state knew it. And later, so did the families of his victims. Legally, Fulton can't directly admit to his role in murdering people when employed by the state. To do this would be an invitation for the state to lock him up and throw away the key. As you will deduce from this book's devastating revelations, the state would like nothing better than to lock up Kevin Fulton and to throw away the key. For his part, Fulton would like nothing better than to tell the whole truth about the terrorism he wreaked with the full knowledge of British intelligence. He'd like nothing better than to fully expose the truth about Northern Ireland's dirty war and how agencies of the British state encouraged his illegal action. Most of all, Kevin Fulton would love to reveal the full truth as to how these agencies conspired with other agents to have him killed once he'd served his purpose. He can't tell the whole truth. One day he will. In the meantime, in Double Agent, Fulton goes further than any other agent in describing the horror of Britain's dirty war in Northern Ireland. And he's telling the truth. How do I know? Because I used to work for his employer, the British Army's disgraced Force Research Unit. I first met Fulton at the Shelbourne Hotel in Dublin in 1999. I was asked along by Liam Clark, the Sunday Times Northern Ireland editor. Clark had asked me to meet with Fulton to see if I could help him gain compensation from the Ministry of Defence for the work he'd carried out as a double agent. I had my own motivations for meeting Fulton. I was desperate to hear more and learn more about the IRA's security department. I was able to corroborate his claims with key sources within British intelligence, within Northern Ireland security services, and within the Provisional IRA. It quickly became clear that Fulton is telling the truth. Initially, I have to admit to feeling sceptical about meeting with this murderer. Even today, we continue to disagree about the politics of Northern Ireland. That said, Fulton has never lied to me. He has never exaggerated or diminished his own role in any terrorist operations. I'm also happy to record that I like Kevin Fulton as an individual. I soon realised that Fulton's singular fault lay in his conviction that as an agent of the Crown, he did have a licence to kill. I try to tell him he didn't, but I've come to the conclusion that such was Fulton's trust for his handlers that when they told him he had a licence to kill, he believed them. He believed them because for 15 years, he put his life into their hands. Then, when he was no longer of use to them, he was betrayed and abandoned. He remains abandoned to this day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?